We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, gracious viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11,604 MHz, polarization horizontal, symbol rate 27,500, FEC 5 over 6. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10 KU band and Intersat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissimo Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, in Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal en La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio en Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia donates more than $43 million US to Papua New Guinean churches to support health and education. In cultural news, International Day of the World's Indigenous People is celebrated throughout the world. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Prayasam, an Indian organization dedicated to empowering youth. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 9th, is National Day in Singapore, commemorating the day independence was declared in 1965. Situated between Malaysia and Indonesia in southeastern Asia, Singapore consists of one main island and 60 islets. It is a country blessed with many cultures and faiths. There are four official languages: English, Mandarin Chinese, Malay, and Tamil. One of the world's most prosperous nations, its port is among the busiest on the globe. We wish the kind people of Singapore a festive National Day.
Fly-in news: continued rains further Pakistan flood devastation. An estimated 13 million people have now been affected by Pakistan's worst floods in history, which have taken over 1,600 lives, damaged or destroyed 650,000 homes, and inundated 550,000 hectares of farmland since heavy rains began in July. As the floods surge south, 1 million people are being evacuated for their safety from Sindh province, while 12 million people have already been displaced in the northwest and Punjab. In the worst affected areas, entire villages have been stranded, with top priority currently placed on rescuing people, although the extreme conditions are hindering efforts. According to Pakistani glaciologist Iqbal Khan, this disaster stems from climate change, which is changing monsoon patterns and causing the rapid melt of Pakistan's more than 200 glaciers. Dr. Khan noted that more than half of their water reserves have already been lost and warned that after the flooding, water scarcity would ensue.
Since hearing of the initial flooding, Supreme Master Qinghai had already sent $35,000 and requested that our association members, including those trained in medical fields such as doctors and nurses, go to help. Upon knowing of the further impact to the Pakistani people, she donated an additional $30,000, asking that our association members purchase and bring sheltering tents to the most desperate, such as children and the elderly. The combined $65,000 could acquire $1,160,000 in urgent supplies purchased in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living.
Our prayers and appreciation are with all personnel working to help the flood victims, as well as Professor Khan for sharing this important insight. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive care to the vulnerable, as we pray that such tragic situations may be quickly curbed, as our gentler stewardship helps restore the earth's balance.
Russia calls for volunteer firefighters as blazes continue out of control. As the nation endures its hottest temperatures on record, unprecedented wildfires continue, with 290 new fires sparked in just 24 hours. The forest and peat fires that have been sparked in some 800 different locations have already claimed 52 lives and rendered up to 5,000 homeless, as structures and crops have been destroyed. With Russia's 10,000 professional firefighters, as well as military and hundreds of thousands of other workers overwhelmed in their round-the-clock endeavors to extinguish the flames, the Ministry of Emergency Situations made an appeal for volunteers on Friday, August 6.
Although thousands of mostly area resident volunteers had already joined the efforts, they have still not been able to respond to all fires, and there is a dire need for more equipment and personnel. Experts say that this year's extreme heat and drought in western regions has triggered unusually large numbers of localized fires in densely occupied areas. Many residents have begun wearing masks in an effort to protect from thick smoke and smog, with carbon monoxide and other air pollution levels more than 6 times higher than safe limits. Meanwhile, President Dmitry Medvedev announced that the Chernobyl former nuclear site had been safely secured. He also stated that a fund for the wildfire victims had been established, and that he has donated part of his income toward helping fellow citizens cope with their losses, as he encouraged any others who were able to do the same.
With all her sympathy and prayers for the nation and victims, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our native or nearby association members please see if any help can be offered, saying that financial aid is available in case of need for desperate situations. Our appreciation, Your Excellency, for your generous donation and your compassionate leadership, as we also thank all the firefighting personnel and volunteers for their heroic and tireless efforts to contain the blazes. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her deep concern and caring for those affected. Our prayers for the protection of the Russian people and that their lands may be soon blessed with relieving rains as we work together to restore the harmonious balance of our planet.
Flood sweep Central Europe.
At least 14 people perished after torrential rains triggered inundations in the border regions of Poland, Germany, and the Czech Republic on Saturday, August 7th.
Several towns and villages were completely isolated, while homes, cars, and bridges were destroyed, with thousands more houses that lost electricity. In northern Czech Republic, at least 1,000 people were evacuated, including residents in areas below two dams that threatened to burst as water levels rose, as well as three summer camps. In the towns of Krastava and Friedland, police and military helicopters saved people stranded on the roofs of their homes.
Hundreds of German and Czech firefighters worked side by side to lessen water levels submerging a major international railway line connecting Prague, Czech Republic, and Berlin, Germany. Meanwhile, in Poland, another 2,000 people were evacuated by firefighters via boats, assisted by emergency workers from neighboring Germany as the southwestern town of Bogatynia was inundated following the overflowing of the Miedzianka River, which destroyed several homes and displaced 700 people. Trucks with food supplies arrived on Sunday following appeals for help by Bogatynia Mayor Andrew Gromyliewicz, while the Polish and Czech governments have pledged emergency aid to the storm victims. Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her concern, asking if our association members could contact the relevant government departments and see what help is needed. With our prayers for the afflicted, we send our appreciation to all governments, officials, and personnel for your prompt endeavors to ease the flood situations. Our thankfulness also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted care for the vulnerable.
Wishing the residents of the affected regions a smooth restoration of their regular day-to-day lives and that such distressing conditions subside through a swift adoption of greater kindness toward the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Colombia inaugurates new president. Former Colombian Minister of National Defense Juan Manuel Santos was sworn in as Colombia's new president on Saturday, August 7th. The outdoor ceremony, held in Bogotá's historic Bolívar Square, was attended by some 5,000 invited guests, including a large delegation of U.S. congressmen, as well as Latin American and Caribbean leaders, such as Presidents Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva of Brazil, Felipe Calderón of Mexico, Cristina Fernández de Kirchner of Argentina, and Venezuelan Foreign Minister Nicolás Maduro. In his inaugural speech, President Santos stated that among his top priorities were building national unity and prosperity by reducing unemployment and poverty while raising standards of government integrity. The new president also emphasized the importance of building good neighborly relations with countries such as Venezuela, saying that the word war was not in his vocabulary as he spoke of his wish to cultivate mutual cooperation and trust. Our respectful congratulations, President Juan Manuel Santos, on your new role. May your leadership bring success in fostering harmony and the highest benefits for the noble-hearted Colombian people.
Saudi Arabia eases potential BlackBerry ban. An agreement has been reached between Research in Motion, or RIM, the Canadian communication services firm that also manufactures the BlackBerry cell phone, and Saudi Arabia to allow the company to continue offering the BlackBerry phone and service there, while ensuring that there is no compromise to Saudi national security. As part of the agreement, RIM is placing a computer server inside the country to provide access to relevant data in exchange for the continuation of BlackBerry email, messaging, and web browsing capabilities. Research in Motion and Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, we are glad for your work together that has culminated in a mutually fruitful agreement, wishing you many more collaborative opportunities that offer the highest benefit to the good-hearted people of Saudi Arabia.
Army K-9 recovering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Once a trusting and playful German Shepherd, highly intelligent Gina was trained as a young dog and was just 2 years old when she was deployed to Iraq to help detect bombs with her human soldier partners. During her time of service, she conducted stressful door-to-door searches, often encountering sudden and very loud explosions. The severe trauma left her in a continually heightened state of fear. She became wary of all encounters and would shrink from even entering buildings, as she was observed to tuck her tail beneath her body and slink along the floor, hiding under furniture or in a corner to avoid people.
Identifying this condition as post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD, which is known to affect especially military men and women, canine specialist Dr. Nicholas Dodman of Tufts University in the USA noted, there is a condition in dogs which is almost precisely the same, if not precisely the same, as PTSD in humans. Gina began receiving psychological treatment for this disturbing condition. A team of trainers has worked caringly to help the German Shepherd regain trust, and a year later, she has been pronounced as making excellent progress toward restored psychological health.
We offer our heartfelt thanks to Dr. Dodman for your insights that help treat such a condition, as well as the members of Gina's recovery team for their creative and loving care. Wishing Gina a complete recovery of all the joys of life, as we look forward to the day that such troubling conditions are no more, as all societies coexist in shared kindness and peace.
President offers pardon to inmates. Leading up to the occasion of Ramadan, and under the directives of United Arab Emirates President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, 724 citizens and foreign national inmates are being released with their debts forgiven. His Highness has stated that this gesture represents his commitment to offering the detainees a chance at a new life while minimizing the grief of loved ones. Such actions on national and religious holidays also reflect the tolerant spirit of the United Arab Emirates community. We appreciate your benevolent decision, Your Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan. May all the newly freed be graced with noble purpose in life.
Save our planet. Greenland Glacier loses largest ice since 1962. In the early morning of Thursday, August 5th, a vast 87 square kilometer chunk of ice representing one quarter of the Petermann Glacier separated from the main body of ice and became an island four times the size of New York's Manhattan. The rupture comes as scientists report that the first 6 months of 2010 have been the hottest on record globally.
Speaking of this and a previous loss to the glacier's diminishing ice shelf, climatologist Dr. Jason E. Box of Ohio State University stated, "Petermann is a sleeping giant that is slowly awakening. The coincidence of this area loss and a 30 square kilometer loss in 2008 with abnormal warmth this year, along with increasing sea surface temperatures and sea ice decline, are all part of a climate warming pattern."
Other scientists monitoring the ice say the newly calved island will enter the deep waterway between northern Greenland and Canada known as the Nares Strait, where it may block the channel or break into smaller pieces as it is propelled south by ocean currents.
Ocean warming currents are circulating around the fjord here and eroding the underbelly of Petermann Glacier at an incredible rate, which is 25 times that of the surface melt. There's been a revelation in the last couple of years in the role that warming oceans play in triggering the enhanced acceleration, breakup, and thinning of these outlet glaciers.
Dr. Box, colleagues, and other international researchers, we appreciate your diligent observations and reporting on the continued alarming melt of Arctic ice. May we heed such warnings and join now in adopting sustainable planet-cooling lifestyles.
Speaking with concern during a September 2009 video conference in Peru, as on previous occasions about the predicament facing humanity due to the many aspects of global warming, Supreme Master Ching Hai offers simple but effective suggestions.
Glaciers melt in many places so dramatically that one moment there are massive floods and soon after a drought. We are not ready for the changes that are coming. The wisest action would be to fix the situation we have now and prevent further damage. Then we won't even have to worry about the future. All the leading scientists we have spoken to tell us one and the same, that we must handle it now, not tomorrow. The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple, but it is the best solution, the most effective, and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately. So please, before the situation gets any more out of hand, let's choose the vegan diet. Be veg, go green. So we can all save the planet.
Save our planet, U.S. judge orders continued protection of endangered wolves. On Thursday, August 5th, U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy reinstated protected status for the once nearly extinct gray wolf to allow its populations to continue recovering.
Following initial success in government efforts several years ago to rebuild vanished populations, their protected status in states like Montana and Idaho was removed. This led to some groups initiating plans to resume hunting in the fall.
The wolf was brought back here to Yellowstone in 1995 and again in 1996. Reintroduced because they've been exterminated. They've been shot, poisoned, killed, trapped, and they were gone from a region they had once flourished in. The wolf has been restored here. And why reverse that success? Why turn the clock back and put into place the same killing mechanisms and the same gun power that got the endangered, that got the wolf under the Endangered Species Act in the first place?
However, Judge Malloy ruled that the wolves' protection must continue, stating that the Endangered Species Act governing their status applied to all the animals, not to just selective regions.
Our appreciation, Honorable Justice Malloy, for your actions to protect the wolves. May we seek to live in harmony with the majestic gray wolf and all precious animal co-inhabitants so that they ever grace our world with their unique contributions and presence.
Save our planet. With only light rain so far this monsoon season, and farmers reporting that canals have no water for irrigation, the state government of Bihar, India, declares official drought status for 28 of the state's 38 districts.
Save Our Planet, acclaimed American musician and dedicated conservationist Chuck Liebel of the Rolling Stones, has planted over 1 million trees on land shared with his wife, as he also encourages sustainable forestry.
Warning news. A recent U.S. study revealed that the more than 1,000 ducks discovered perished at wastewater treatment plants in Colorado, USA, likely died from exposure to polyethylene glycol, a chemical found in many household products that causes feathers to lose their water repellency.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wild.
And we've adopted the earth-saving vegan diet. Today, we have a tip on how you can transform an unused art frame into a decorative tray.
Colored fabric or paper can be placed where the picture usually goes. It can then adorn a dresser, vanity, or living room table.
Sounds great! A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
World News, Australia donates more than $43 million to Papua New Guinean churches to support health and education. The funds, to be dispersed over a 6-year period, will be used for projects for the disadvantaged. These include the construction of health clinics for people with HIV and those living in outlying areas, the training of health workers, and the operation of primary schools. Our heartfelt gratitude, Australia. God bless your generous help. May many gentle citizens of Papua New Guinea be benefited through your kindness.
In cultural news, today is the International Day of the World's Indigenous People, initiated by the United Nations in 1994. It is an occasion to honor the multitude of gifts from the rich heritage of the approximately 350 million individuals, representing over 5,000 languages and cultures in more than 70 countries around the globe. For this year's theme, the UN is celebrating Indigenous filmmaking. May all grow in appreciation of the unique and precious contribution of Native people to our global community during this International Day of the World's Indigenous People. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting Prayasam, an Indian organization which supports children in becoming their own advocates for positive change. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more celebrating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, satisfying news for a contented world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an Indian organization that works with more than 60 schools to help improve the health and hygiene of residents of the area.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Indian non-governmental organization Prayasam is dedicated to helping empower children to become agents for positive change. Founded in 1996 by lawyer Mr. Emlem Kusum Ganguly, the non-profit is active in a number of underserved areas of West Bengal. Programs in nutrition, preventative health and training in first aid and media are offered. The participating youngsters are invited to become area health minders and disseminate information on maintaining well-being, hygiene and sanitation within their locality.
The youngsters are encouraged to express themselves through art, dance, puppetry, street theater and their own newspaper. Over 60 schools are involved in the project, reaching 5,000 students and their families. The young advocates also contact local governments to explain their needs and explore steps that can be taken to meet them. Results can be seen in improvements, including the reduction of prevalent diseases such as malaria by half and the changing of refuse places into playing fields.
The creation of a school, activity and literary centers and workshops for primary school teachers are among Prayasam's other endeavors. In 2003, Prayasam was chosen as the only representative from India to be featured in A Life Like Mine, a United Nations Children's Fund publication. In 2009, a documentary on Mr. Ganguly and his work was selected by the American-based Sundance Institute and Skoll Foundation to highlight the effectiveness of social entrepreneurship.
Bravo, Mr. Emlem Kusum Ganguly and Prayasam,
for your innovative and laudable programs. May all cherished children of God be given an abundance of love and opportunities to thrive in joy and health on a sustainable planet.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Tayal, an indigenous language spoken in Formosa or Taiwan, entitled Piano Tuner.
Lokasua, kung la si mong kwala hang yang na arugang, ano ka yot isu kangi kena ne? Siyaw na nga sansu haga palawa kena.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Kính chào sư phụ Thanh Hải.
Qua tìm hiểu, nghe, nhìn những gì sư phụ đã làm, con cảm thấy vô cùng xúc động. Con muốn xin sư phụ nhận con làm đệ tử và xin hãy cho con được nhận tâm ấn để con đóng góp thêm một phần nhỏ bé, chung tay góp sức cứu đề con này. Xin cảm ơn sư phụ. Long, Âu Lạc, Việt Nam.
Hi Long, it's nice to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Spiritual Long, you are always welcome to return home and rediscover your great self.
We will be in touch.
Thank you for your noble heart and helping the planet. With love and blessings always. Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
Wishing you a blessed week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Algeria offers to assist school children in Gaza by sending uniforms and supplies in time for the beginning of the school year.
In a joint statement, Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari and UK Prime Minister David Cameron announced that the two countries plan to work together to enhance cooperative relations.
Award-winning and animal-loving Hollywood actor Kevin Costner lends his support to the Canada-based Orange Dog Foundation's mission of flying dogs from overcrowded shelters in the USA to Canada, where they find new loving homes.
Thai researchers report that cartoons depicting the lively spinach-eating character Popeye, as well as tasting parties and cooking classes with fresh fruits and veggies, lead to a doubling of healthy produce eaten by kindergarten children.
Trade ministers for Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, and Turkey meet in Syria, where they sign an agreement for a free trade zone to help build market presence for the region, as well as support scientific research and expanding business partnerships.
Italy's parliament ratifies the stabilization and association agreement, joining other member states Spain, Malta, and Bulgaria in support of speeding Serbia's integration into the European Union.
Although later found sadly perished, a beached great white shark in New South Wales, Australia, was initially rescued by an anonymous surfer and beachgoer, Andrew Eckersley, who diligently worked to help the shark return to the ocean.
Hong Kong donates $258,000 in humanitarian relief through World Vision Hong Kong to those in Shaanxi Province affected by recent catastrophic floods in northwest China.
In efforts to increase shelter pet adoptions and reduce animal euthanasia, the American Humane Association launches the website AmericanHumane.org with free training and an abundance of information to help human caregivers.
The 20th Annual Gulf Cooperation Council Championship for Water Games launches in Kuwait with multinational athletes, including participants from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Oman.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.